Good morning, brothers and sisters. Also today I greet all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe we have all come with great joy in the house of the Lord, in great expectation that the Lord will bless us also this morning richly. And I think our hearts are already filled with thankfulness for the wonderful word of God which we heard last night. And now we want to sing praising songs. I have received greetings from Portugal. The brethren are also connected online and are watching the meeting, Brother Oleg and all who are gathered there. Then we have greetings from Brazil, from the city Picos. The brethren are joined with us, and on many other places in South America, many are listening and are sending greetings. Now, we want to sing a song for the glory of the Lord. Song number 28 from these little booklets. When all my labors and trials are over. Number 28. And this will happen very soon. Praise and thanks. Let us sing a couple of choruses, and then Brother Alfred Borg will read us the word for introduction, and Brother Schmidt will pray with us, and afterward we have a child dedication. After the prayer, I ask the parents to come with the children to the front. And then we are calling our brother from Paraguay, that he gives us the greetings, and also other brothers. Let us sing number one, They Come From The East And West. Oh, I want to see him. Number three. Number four, Yesterday, Today. Number five, we'll give the glory to Jesus. Let us sing, Sweep Over My Soul, number six. Let us sing another chorus. Chorus number eight. Only believe, only believe. Only believe, only believe. We are here again this morning to hear God's word anew. Yesterday, we have been blessed in a wonderful way through His word, through the presence of the Lord in our midst. And our prayer and our desire is also this morning, may the Lord speak to us. May He give us what He promised in His word unto us. All of us, we have requests. We have prayer requests. May the Lord, who sees our hearts and who knows our thoughts, may He help us all this morning. Before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I would like to read a word from Isaiah. From Isaiah 46. Verse 9. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Verse 10. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. I will do all my pleasure. These are the words of the Lord. Also this morning, every promise of God is yes and amen. For the glory of God by us, through us, brothers and sisters, the counsel of the Lord shall stand. Are we not grateful to God that we have the opportunity this morning to come into the presence of God under the blood of the Lamb so that He blesses us all anew, that He may reveal Himself in a supernatural way to all of us. Is this not our desire? That He confirms His word. We are grateful. Only believe. All things are possible if we believe. Let us please stand up. Almighty God, we thank You for the grace and faithfulness with all those whom You redeemed, whom You purchased, who believed You and who believe Your word in our days in which we are living. We thank You, O Lord, as we have heard and read right now, Lord in heaven, we thank You. Everything, whatever You have done, You are still the same today. You are doing the same today. You are a God, O Lord, who does not change His mind, but You are accomplishing what You purposed from eternity on. Thank You. As already said, we thank You already for the word which You addressed last night to us. I thank You, Lord Jesus. I thank You for the grace. And all of us, we thank You together that You are still on the throne of grace. Lord, we know The times of refreshing will come to its end, and you will come soon. We thank you for every word. Also today we ask you, bless us, bless your worshiping people, bless all who are listening and watching. Although it's only by the internet, and yet your spirit is omnipresent. Bless each one, great and little, young and old, Lord. We ask you especially, Lord Jesus, our God, who you revealed yourself in a mighty way when you walked this earth. And please confirm your word with signs following. Bless our children, Lord, in particular. They are really on our hearts because we want to appear before you and we want to say, here we are as you created us. Once again, I ask you, bless us here. Bless worldwide, Lord. And let your grace, Lord Jesus, reach each one whom you ordained to receive eternal life. We ask it in your precious and holy name of Jesus. Amen. One chorus and then only believe. Then the parents. Jonas. Beloved Lord, you ever faithful God, we are in your presence, we are gathered in your name. You have taken the children into your arms and you blessed them. And we, in your stead, we may be here. And also taking Jonas into our arms, blessing him, consecrating him unto you. You have given him to our brother and our sister. We thank you for it. Jonas, be God dedicated for time and for eternity. Be blessed in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the whole family in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are rejoicing together with you. Amen. Sophia. Precious Lord. Also, Sophia, we bring her unto you. You are a faithful God. Also, our brother and sister, you blessed. You have given them a child, a Sophia. Beloved Lord, we may consecrate her unto you. Be blessed. Be God dedicated for time and for eternity. The whole family, be blessed in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Elsa.
Dear Lord, also Elsa, we consecrate her unto you, O God.
Once again we ask you, bless the children, bless daddy and mommy, bless the whole house. We thank you with all our hearts for it. Be God dedicated in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Everything is good. Everything's fine. Giovanni. Which language? For the first time you are in our midst. God bless you. Dear Lord, our brother and sister, they are here for the first time. They made their decision to consecrate their lives unto you. Bless daddy and mommy. Bless the son. Precious Lord, this is the day which you made for them. Be blessed. Be God dedicated in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Elisee. Which language? Dear Lord, also here is a family. Oh God, lift up thy countenance. Bless today as you blessed at that time when you walked this earth. Bless our brother, bless our sister, bless the son. We consecrate unto you the whole house, the whole family. May this be the day which you made, O God, for them. Be blessed in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Now I ask that Brother Josesa comes to the front and gives us a word of greeting. You all may be seated. Just a word of greeting. God bless you. I'm very happy this morning to be together with the saints of the Lord Jesus. I've come from very far to know the bride of Jesus Christ and to just hug you as brothers. Who were chosen from eternity. May God bless your ministering brethren. I met Brother Frank in Brazil and Brother Helmut also. And we had a wonderful fellowship in the Holy Spirit. And I feel very happy at this place by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, who called us to be in his holy presence and to bring his word to all the creature. I didn't expect that I will see so many people here who all believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and who also believe his prophet, because the scripture says, believe God and his prophets, and you will be blessed. Thank you very much for this invitation to be here together with you in Germany. I'm from Paraguay. You are all invited to visit the bride in Paraguay. And the bride church and my family are sending you many greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless you richly through the Holy Spirit. Thank you very much. We are very grateful for all the languages. I knew that Portuguese and Spanish are related, that somehow 65% one can understand from the other language. But that Brother Miskis can translate so 100%, this is just so wonderful. To the Lord be the thanks. We have much reason to thank God for that what he has done. And today we welcome all of you with all our hearts. We have here brothers and sisters from Finland, from Sweden, from Ottawa, Canada, and from Johannesburg and Cape Town, from many countries and tongues. We have come together here to hear God's holy word and to be prepared for the glorious return of the Lord. Please be patient. Brother Ngonga is sending greetings. Brother Nyagi, then Brother Mwamba from Australia. There they have about 8 o'clock in the evening. 8 o'clock in the evening. And in Edmonton, it's 5 o'clock in the morning on the same day. But all are getting up, or all are remaining up, and all are hearing with us and are thankful. Brother Kasadi and Brother Membekior and Brother Ado Badi, and some names are difficult to pronounce. Brother Nandaye, Brother Kalonji, Brother Chauffeur, Brother Nandaye, and Brother Dr. Kubula. Once again, yes. Here a brother sending greetings, Brother Banz from the French Switzerland. He's greeting us. Then Brother Mayango, Brother Bulumba, and Brother Galu Dadi, and once again Brother Itunga, Brother Alexander from Tartarstan, and Brother Rashidi, Brother Bolozzo, and Brother Mentando, and Brother Natando, and brethren from Burundi, and Brother Chioni and Brother Young from the USA, Brother Ferry from Hungary, Brother Machika and Brother Leon, all our brethren in the Lord who are joined with us. And we may say it time and again, the word of the Lord is reaching the ends of the earth. And if we think about that in 172 countries, groups, believers are joining us to hear the word of the hour. Just very powerful. What was not possible years ago is possible today. And so really comes to fulfillment that the message, not the messenger, but the message is being brought and is forerunning the return of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, I really say it with a great pain in my heart. If we think about all the misdevelopments in all the fellowships, then it hurts. But if we look into the development, into the circles who are referring to Brother Branham, then the pain is just unbearable. And today I made a view unto the 19th chapter, which are written in a book. And one chapter among them is More Than a Prophet. And then the prophet is exalted higher and higher, higher and higher. One just needs to read two verses on. And there is written, the most little one in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And I'm asking myself, why do the brothers make a cult of a man? Why do they not read on to know how to place these things? If it is written in Luke 16:16, the law and the prophets were unto John, and from that time on, the kingdom of God is preached. And John started his sermon with, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. But at Pentecost, the heavens, of course, opened, and the kingdom of God came down, and the church was established. The beginning was, of course, made. And if the Lord reveals His word in our time to us, and if He opens our understanding for everything what was said and was taught, then this is a special grace. And let me say this confidently. After the resurrection, the Lord called His disciples around Him. Not the people, His disciples. He gathered them around Him. His followers who saw Him after His resurrection, them He gathered. And together with them, He shared with them what was written in the prophets and in the laws, in the law and in the Psalms. All that He revealed to them. To them He opened the understanding for the scripture. How is it today? The risen Lord gathers His people to whom he revealed himself as the risen one, as the present one, as the one who walks amidst the seven golden candlesticks. And to him alone belongs all the glory and all the praise. And by the way, of John the Baptist, especially in Luke 1, it's written what was important, what was very important, and what is still important today for us. Let me read this briefly before we go into our word observation. Please feel at home, and all who are joining us online, may all feel the presence of God, and may they know the Lord is gathering his people to speak with us. And everything what Moses said, what is written in the Psalms, what is written in the prophets, and what is written in the New Testament, and also what Brother Branham has brought in his sermons, to really reveal everything to us by the Spirit and to lead us into all the truth. Here in Luke chapter 1, right in verse 67, it says, Luke 1, verse 67, and his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation. From the very beginning, it goes to the kernel of the matter. Messengers are signposts and preparers of the way, but we don't remain standing at the signposts. We are seeing the direction, and we may follow the Lord. In verse 70 it says, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began. How do we have it heard in the word of introduction? When God makes a counsel, then he brings it to pass. We looked it up in the dictionary. There where it says, with our Bible, where it says in the Gospel of John, in the first verse, it says, in the beginning was the Word. There in the Hebrew language, it's written, in the beginning was Dabar. And Dabar has a twofold meaning. On one hand, word and command. The word is like a command and leads to the fulfillment of that what was spoken by the word through a command. And it must take place because God said it like this. And if you here read on, verse 72, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. So not somehow thoughts who are rising up, but the thoughts of God who hit the kernel. Here it's about the covenant. And then what concerned John the Baptist in verse 76, and thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways. And here comes the main statement in verse 77. to give knowledge of salvation unto his people. There is in no other name salvation, and there is no other name given unto men by which they can be saved, than only the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Once again, verse 77, to give knowledge, not to all the people, unto his people. What was with Moses? Let my people go. Let my people go. So, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. That's how it starts. Remission, forgiveness, reconciliation, grace, and salvation. Not speaking around God or thinking around God, but coming forth to the matter, to the kernel, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. What is written in Luke 24, verse 47, that in his name remission of sins shall be preached unto all nations. What was said in the first sermon? With this it starts, brothers and sisters. As our earthly life, our natural life starts with the birth, so our spiritual life starts with a new birth. But before we can experience the new birth, we by grace must receive the reconciliation and the forgiveness, accepting it, thanking the Lord for it, that he has shed his precious blood, the blood of the new covenant for us, giving us the forgiveness and the reconciliation which we received by faith. And as the second one, being born again by the living and everlasting Word of God. How often shall we say it here? For every birth, there is a need of a seed, and the seed is the Word of God. That's how it is written in Luke chapter 8, verse 11. And then being born again by the ever-remaining seed of the Word of God. Therefore, the proclamation of the Word of God by grace is at the first place, and it belongs together, the reconciliation, the forgiveness, the new birth, the new life, which God gives us by his grace. So, not only speaking of a preparer of the way, but hearing the message. It's about the kernel. Today it's not about that John the Baptist has eaten or has drunk things. No, it's not about how he was clothed. It doesn't bother me at all whether he has eaten wild honey or grasshoppers, whether he had a camel skin around him. It doesn't bother me whether Brother Branham was wearing hunting clothes. It doesn't matter to me. It's about the message. It's about the kernel. It's about the Word of God, about the full salvation which God has given us. Therefore, we leave everything behind, what belongs to the natural life. This we leave where it belongs. And we are grateful to God for the message, for the kernel, to preach the reconciliation, the remission of sins to my people, brothers and sisters. Then, as it was emphasized, the new life, being born again unto a living hope by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, the same power of God which raised our Lord and Savior from the dead is the same power of God by which we are born again unto a living hope and becoming sons and daughters of God. But then, brothers and sisters, we must be honest with all of us. Being honest with all of us. And also reading that, what for instance Paul has preached, what we must put off. Sometimes it hurts a bit, but it's better if it hurts us here and if we let ourselves be corrected. Letting ourselves be corrected and not that God lets us run the way we are. And therefore it is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. It must be said that whoever became a believer must put off the old man. He must put off the old man. If we look at our times, now we have seen the cases, also with that, what is happening with man and man and woman with woman. For us, it's a confirmation what our Lord has said, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. That's how it will be in the days when the Son of Man is revealed. But here is the vast difference. The one is the condition in Sodom, and the other one is Abraham with the elect group, which was not in Sodom at all, but which were chosen for themselves. And so it is today. In Sodom, all can do what they like, but in the church of God counts the word of the Lord. And I say it once again, we must put off the old man. It's not no good to anyone to say, I believe the message, and he lives on his old life. It's impossible. Behold, I make all things new. If any man be in Christ, he has become a new creature. The old things are past. All things have become new. Paul, in this regard, he had to say a couple of things, especially in Ephesians. Here in chapter 4, he starts with verse 17, Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 17. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. Here the emphasis is on the serious admonition, an admonition which is necessary so that we reach the goal and that we follow our Lord seriously, knowing that God has ordained us to spend eternity with Him. Then it goes on and on, up to verse 22 and 23, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, putting it off, just as it is written, ye must be born again. That's how it is written here, that ye must put off the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. Verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Here we are taken into the school of the kingdom of heaven, and we are being taught, we are said, we are told, with what we cannot stand before God, and that we must put off the old man with everything, being completely renewed by the Spirit of God. But the seed is, of course, the Word of God. God doesn't build something new upon the old, but He says, I make all things new. I will give you a new heart. I will give you a new spirit. I will give you a new life by grace. And how often we have said it here. Leviticus chapter 17. The life is in the blood. And therefore our Redeemer shed His blood, His holy life He has given for us, so that the blood-bought flock can receive the divine life, being born again unto a living hope by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Then it's being said here in verse 26, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Paul had to give admonitions, which we must pass on today, so that in our midst no slander is found. Also slanderers are excluded, just like all the others who didn't experience their renewing yet. Therefore, our prayer must be today, beloved Lord, we have heard the message of the hour. We understood and we recognized the time and the signs of the time. We have seen it. Yesterday, we touched upon it briefly, even concerning what is written in Ezekiel 38 and 39. It comes to fulfillment in our time. Not only that, what is written in Luke 24, Mark 13 and Luke 21, but also that what will take place when one third of mankind will be destroyed. Everything is in preparation. And therefore, the message of the hour is the most important. But it's not only a message that we refer to a prophet. No, the message is back to the Word, back to the beginning, back to Pentecost, back to the doctrine, back to the origin, back to the original foundation, back to that what was at the beginning. Also that, this Brother Branham said very clearly, restoration means to bring it back into its original condition. Everything as it was before, that's how it must become again. Also with us as individuals, when the complete restoration shall take place, that it must take place with you and with me, that it must take place and start with each one of us and taking its course up to the fulfillment of all that what God promised in His Word. Also this we touched upon last night. We read it, what Brother Branham said, that the mighty supernatural working of God, as it was manifested in His ministry, that's how it will happen in the completion, in the church, by His grace. But also here, we all must come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge. We must speak one language. We must walk in one direction in the church of the living God. This we emphasize time and again. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. The church is the pillar and the foundation of the truth, not a building of lies. The lie has nothing to do in the church of the living God. We are penetrated by the truth of the Word of God. And as the Apostle John has written, that the lie, that the truth will remain with us throughout all eternity. Really, the divine truth remains in our midst, in your and in my heart. And also about this, I had to think about it since August, when I took a flight via Chicago over Houston, Texas. I traveled to Tucson to be at the burial. Brothers and sisters, it came to my mind anew. I was made aware of what all went on with the reference to the prophet. But not a single time in reference to God and God's Word. And therefore, we have the holy duty in the presence of God to take everything back to the Scripture. And only preaching the whole counsel of God from the Scripture. Also here, to bring this subject to a close, it's written here in verse 29, in Ephesians 4, verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Also the mouth must be God dedicated. That we only say that what should be said. And all the jokes and all that, what is happening on the earth here. You know, I'm not saying this for my sakes, but I really know not a single joke. Not a single joke. Not a single one. And I also don't know why I should know one joke. Brothers and sisters, also the mouth, our thinking. We must come to the point that as written, that we honor God with all our hearts, with all our thinking, that we love Him, really loving Him. Also in the everyday life, living a God-dedicated life to His glory. Then in the last verses, we have it in chapter 4. We have from verse 30, the admonition, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. This admonition is very serious. Although we experienced the Spirit baptism and the sealing with the Holy Spirit, although we received it, yet we must be careful that we don't grieve the Spirit of God, but that we are being led by the Spirit of God into all the truth, because thus it is written, all who are led by the Spirit of God, these are the children of God. And therefore, also this admonition must be taken seriously by all of us. Now, verse 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Nothing may be found anymore, but only what God could work in all of us by His grace. Then it says on, last verse, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Not imputing anything, not accusing anyone anymore, but forgiving, to receive forgiveness. And if one reads on here Paul, he really admonished a lot in the various epistles addressed to the churches and addressed to individuals. He has touched upon various subjects. But also here in chapter 5, it's written once again from verse 3, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. We are saints. Sanctify them in thy truth, as sure as the divine, as we received the divine truth of the word, so sure we are sanctified in this divine truth, because without sanctification no one shall see God. And therefore the serious admonitions, it goes on here in verse 5, for this ye know, that no whoremonger, or nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Very serious words. And we are just grateful, brothers and sisters, before Paul speaks here of the church and what she is and what she is in chapter 5, from verse 27 on, here it's written, Ephesians 5 from verse 27, that in this way he might present her unto himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Paul, by the Spirit of God, he has given these serious admonitions which exclude us from the kingdom of God in order that we come into the kingdom of God, remaining in it, having part in everything what God prepared for us in this time. Then we have the wonderful word in Romans chapter 8. Also to this Brother Branham referred to many times. Romans chapter 8. It's written a completely different realm which are shown to us, namely the trials, the tests which we have to go through, whether we like it or not. And we groan, yes, but we don't groan against one another, but we groan because of the condition in which we are. Therefore it's written, don't grudge one against the other. Come with your problem, come with that what concerns you, come with it to the Lord. And here it's written, in Romans 8, in verse 19, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. And if you read on, then we will know it concerns the changing of our mortal bodies, but we are still in this mortal body. We still have to bear the one or the other. There are still situations in which we have it difficult to understand why we have to go through such trials and tests. But here it's written from verse 20, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. When the mortal body puts on immortality, when nobody has pain anymore, when nobody has to walk with crutches, when nobody has to say, I have pain, and the whole creation, you and I, we are all waiting for it, and the whole creation is waiting together with us to be delivered from corruption, being changed, delivered, when the Lord will come again to change our mortal bodies. Let us read on, verse 22 once again, then verse 23 also. 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth until now, groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. The whole creation. All are waiting for it. That it will take place. And it will take place. And it will take place with us and with all of the creation. Now, verse 23. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, as the first fruits, the down payment, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, namely the redemption of our body. Amen. Just very mighty. Very mighty. What God has promised to us in His plan of salvation. And we know, although we grow now, and we know, my God, why must this take place now? Why? And then we read, in the same chapter, that everything serves for our good. Although we cannot understand it right now, while groaning, we recognize it. We don't know how it should be. What shall I say? I'm just traveling, night flights. Do you think I'm satisfied? Sometimes, it doesn't go like I want. Alone in the past year, and in the past months of this year, 132 flights, just traveling to preach the word of the Lord. And then one notices that there comes a little groaning to the throne of grace, saying, Lord, give me new strength. As long as you want to use me on the earth, please give me new strength so that your word can be preached. And here, in verse 28, we read, take it to heart, also in the very much pain, whatever happens to an individual, please take it as a word of the Lord now. Verse 28. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. With God, everything is already completed. It will not only become, with God, it has become already. Everything is finished. Everything is ready for us. And if we then go to the other scriptures, which also speak about it, that the Lord went to prepare a place for us, and He will come again to take us home. Time and again we may emphasize it. Never before the word of God was preached so much to His people. Paul said, I proclaimed unto you the whole counsel of God. Acts 20. He didn't read yet what was revealed to John the Baptist. This was the last one. What happened at that time? What shall we say today, brothers and sisters? Whether it's written in the Old Testament, or whether it's in the New Testament, in the Gospels, or in the Epistles, up to the Book of Revelation. Everything was revealed to us by the Spirit of God. And there's not one point on which we could stumble or stop, but we know with God everything was purposed from eternity on. And all who hear the word of God now and who believe it, to them the Lord reveals himself. The proclamation is connected with the result. This I actually wanted to emphasize. When God spoke, it happened. There's not a single point where God spoke something and then one moment, does it happen or does it not happen? No. When God spoke, let there be light, there was light. And this is the main thought in the word, a command. And the command leads to the accomplishment. It must happen what God said in his word. When the Lord said to the leper, be clean, he was clean. When he said to the blind, receive your sight, he was seeing. When he said to the storm, be calm, the storm was calm. Tell me, where did the Lord speak something where it didn't happen? And then Brother Brim said, the ministry of the spoken word. And there the bride is being brought to, that we are joined with God in such a way, really believe God in such a way, reaching the spiritual level where we come out from groaning, coming into the liberty of the children of God, knowing that he who started, he will also finish. And this is happening in our days, in our time. Now just to say it in pain, with pain. If within the statements of Brother Branham, what he said, if they are made falsifications, this is just not comprehensible anymore. No one can place it. The same Brother Branham who said, referring always to Genesis chapter 3, that with Eve, only one single word was necessary to cause disobedience and to fall, to separate all from God and to give them over to death. One single word. How often he emphasized it. And then also Revelation 22. Whoever adds something to these words or whoever takes something away from it, his part will be taken away from the tree of life. I said it before with pain. That the main commission was changed. Really, it was falsified, forged. This is the greatest catastrophe. No denomination has sinned so much as all who believe this false version. And I hope you understand it the right way. I have written it into my Bible. It belongs to my Bible. Brother Branham, he was told from the supernatural light which came down. He was told, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. That's how it was spoken from the mouth of him who spoke from the supernatural light. And from the mouth of those who misunderstood it, who misinterpreted it, that says only, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent. No word of message anymore. So you will forerun the second coming of Christ. And all are stoning me. And all are against me, against us, because we believe what was said. Namely, that not the messenger, but the message would forerun the second coming of Christ. And if I then think about it, you all know, on the cemetery in Jeffersonville, on the cemetery, this big pyramid and the falsified text is engraved into this pyramid on the tombstone. The forged text is engraved in the pyramid. The same falsified text was also engraved into the front door in the house of Tucson, which was built for Brother Branham. The falsified text. Even under the photograph with the pillar of fire, the falsified text was put. And I shall be silent. No. No. And again, no. Falsification is falsification. Deceit is deceit. Truth is truth. And the word of God remains the truth throughout all eternity. Also this, we said many times at this place. It was, of course, Brother Branham. It was given to him. Evangelization. Meetings of evangelization. In 12 different countries, he has held evangelistic meetings. But after the opening of the seals, he didn't visit anymore any other country, making no international journey anymore. Brothers and sisters, since his going home, we have brought the divine message into all the world. And it came to fulfillment, the gospel of the kingdom of God, with everything what goes with it, the calling out, the preparation, separation, with everything what goes with it, the full salvation, the full gospel was preached unto all nations for a witness. And also this, we said it here last night, that even the worldly newspapers in Abidjan, in Ivory Coast, 12 pages they were printing to write about that an apostle has come to bring the true message. This is not our merit. This is not my merit. This was God's decision from eternity that God's people all over the earth would hear his word. Also, this we mentioned before, as it happened in Pakistan. Is our brother Noble Gill in our midst? Is he here? Where's our brother Noble Gill? There's our brother. Our brother Noble Gill. A old friend of Brother Michael. And these brothers, they invited me to Abu Dhabi and to Pakistan, accompanying me. And then I told it to you. There's a man on TV. He's the chef, the boss. And when he heard that a brother is coming who knew Brother Branham, to make it short, with 23 stations we started, which are broadcasting our sermons. Then it became 56 stations. And now It's 70 stations who every Saturday are broadcasting our sermons. And so we are reaching the ends of the earth. Similar things we've heard from Bulgaria. Our brothers, Brother Daniel, Brother John, Brother Florin, they were in Bulgaria. And just imagine, there a man, the boss of the TV station, when he heard of William Branham, he said, "One moment, my daddy, not so, oh, also grandfather, my grandfather." Just imagine, the man in Bulgaria, the man on the TV, he said, my grandpa told me about William Branham. He just said, call this man, let him come. And after our journey to the Azorean island, we will also travel to Bulgaria to give there also testimony. I just said, God is opening the doors. He's opening the hearts so that all can hear and all can be acquainted with that, what God promised for this time. And so the scripture is being fulfilled before our eyes, that all peoples and tongues and nations can hear the word of the Lord. What did God say to Abraham at his first encounter in Genesis 12? In thee all nations shall be blessed. And we are just so grateful with all our hearts that God has fulfilled His promise, sending a prophet to put Bible prophecy anew upon the lampstand. The whole proclamation, the word of the apostles, to put it anew upon the lampstand, so that the end becomes like the beginning was, so that the first and the last sermon are in agreement, that the first and the last baptism agree, so that everything comes into agreement with God and His Word, not only in doctrine, but you and I. We must be brought into agreement with God and His Word. And the love of God must fill our hearts in such a way that it's really manifested, as John the Apostle has written of the love, just love, love. He emphasized love. And so it has become true that we are joined with God in love, and we are preaching the word not because of being puffed up and know it all, and not because to make discussions. The word is final. About the word, nothing must be said anymore. It is being preached, and all who are of God are hearing it and believe it. Let us summarize of what it's about now. The return of the Lord is at hand. And the river Euphrates is mentioned in the Old and in the New Testament. Revelation 9, Revelation 16. And the four judgment angels are bound at the river Euphrates. I have written it down. 2,272 kilometers long. And if I then reads on, and then comparing it, what is happening now, I said it before, not only Matthew 24 and Luke 21, also that, what is written in the Old Testament prophecy, the nations, are mentioned with their nationalities. We are coming in closing now, but it's really written Everything is written in the Word of God. Here we have it in Ezekiel 38, verse 5. Ezekiel 38, verse 5. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them. Here, everything is listed who will march with them, and the king of the north, and the people, and the nations. And right at the end, also, the kings of the east are prepared. The way is prepared. And then we have 200 millions who will come there. And the Lord God will then make an end to them, inasmuch as they reach the mountains of Israel. And 7 years they will burn their weapons and will clean up. God really foretold everything. And we have the divine orientation, and we recognize with it that the time of the return of Jesus Christ has really become very near. Day and hour, no one knows. But the Lord said it repeatedly. When you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Please, don't forget Romans 8. Here we are groaning. Sometimes we are groaning in the condition in which we are. And we are asking ourselves, Lord, how long? How long? We are groaning. And all of the creation is groaning with us. And we are waiting until the moment where everything will become new. The body will be changed at the return of the Lord. And all of creation will partake in it. Then the lion and the lamb will feed together. Yes, the lion will eat straw. One can read it all in Isaiah chapter 11. Just so wonderful that God has chosen us, that He has taken us aside, leading us together from all people's tongues and nations, gathering us, revealing all of His counsel which He purposed, giving us the understanding to understand everything rightly, placing it correctly. This is the special grace which God has given us. Not only to speak of the messenger or of the prophet, but having understood the message rightly, passing it on, and may all ministering brethren in all peoples and tongues may all give the word of the Lord. May they give it out, and may God be with us until we come from believing unto seeing. I appreciate it that we have a place here where we can come together, that it is being translated into 12 various languages simultaneously, and that all can hear worldwide, having part in that what God is doing right now. Ye, my people, not all the others, ye, my people, come out, be separate, and touch not the unclean thing. And then ye shall be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God. May the Lord give grace that it becomes true with us, and so that the Lord comes to His right with all of us by His grace, and so that the last ones are being called, so that the number gets complete, and so that we can go, that we can reach the completion by grace. One thing is sure, the Lord himself said it, gather ye my people, all who made the covenant with me by sacrifice. We are God's chosen people, covenant people. God made a testament with us. This is the New Testament in my blood, the new covenant. And so we thank the Lord God that we may live now, believing and placing everything what is written. We are grateful for the unique ministry of Brother Branham. And let me say this here confidently in closing. I would not have a message at all. I would have walked like all the others in the Pentecostal churches. I would have remained there. I was a speaker there already in the 50 years, in the 50s. I was preaching in the neighboring countries. But then came the day which God made. The day which God made. And brothers and sisters, all of us, we would have walked on our own ways if the Lord would not have given grace, speaking to us, calling us out, showing us the direction in which we have to walk. And therefore, I just say thanks with all my heart for the messenger which God has sent, so that we can bring the last message, bringing this message into all the world. And whoever has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. The Almighty God, may He bless us all from the riches of His grace. And may also this day bring forth fruit for eternity. May today decisions be made which we can take over into eternity. And the right decision is to dedicate our lives to the Lord, to follow Him, to believe everything what He said, and to have part in that what He is doing right now. To Him, to the Almighty God, be the thanks. Please remember, the word is at the same time a command, and the command leads into the fulfillment. God spoke and it happened. He spoke and it took place. In the same way it is today, the revealed word was given to us, a holy command, ye my people, come out, and then I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. Just the one goes into the other. The Lord God, may He bless us all and be with all of us. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Let us stand up. And as so often, let us sing, Just As I Am. We have our heads bowed and we remain in silent prayer. We examine ourselves in the presence of God and we recognize that the time is near. Yes, as Brother Branham said, day and hour and message, we may recognize it. And we are grateful to God for it, that He speaks to us in such a clear and true way to us, opening our understanding for the Scripture. If this is with us, please say Amen. May the whole world have heard it. Now let me ask, how many made their decision for the Lord? Also all with all the groanings, with all the problems, because our condition is not as we would like to have it, as we have to go through trials. Take it from the hand of the Lord. All of the creation is groaning, but it will be manifested. The return of our Lord is at hand. Then all the trouble will end, all the suffering, and we will be changed in one moment, and we will be taken up to the Lord. The one thing is sure, all who are hearing the last call now and all who believe the last message, all who are coming out, all who let themselves be separated and being prepared, they will be part of the wise virgins, who have not stopped at that what God did through the ministry of Brother Branham, but who got the connection by His grace, and who really recognize and acknowledge with all their hearts that God is moving on. God didn't die in December 65. There, God only took His servant and prophet home. God made a continuation, which He purposed in His plan of salvation, so that all the ends of the earth might hear the word of the Lord, which remains forever, making their decision, coming to the faith, as the Scripture says. If we have still problems, sickness, or some kind of troubles, things which we cannot put off, if we are still bound somehow, if our tongue, if our lives are not yet put into the ministry of the Lord, may this be the moment. And all who have not yet received the Lord as their personal Savior, all who don't know yet, all who don't have this assurance of being saved, that God has helped you on the day of salvation, and that the remission of sins is the beginning of our lives with God. Not knowledge, doctrines, knowledge, teaching, this comes later on. But the forgiveness, the grace, the reconciliation, the full salvation must be given to us. Should we have brothers and sisters in our midst who have not yet the assurance of salvation, please raise your hands. Thanks be to God. No hand. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we have troubles? Do we have sickness or other troubles? Beloved, God has done great things. God has done great things. You don't have to raise your hand at all. God has reached our hearts. We have believed, and we may see the glory of God. Our God is faithful. His word is true. His word is a command. And whatever He says happens. And His word never returns void, but it always accomplishes for what God has sent it for. Yes. I can pray in closing. Now we ask some brothers. Brother Daniel will thank with us. Brother Didier or Brother Gilbert will thank together with us. It's Brother Yuri in our midst, also in the Russian language, thanking the Lord. Yes, we are gathered here internationally. Please come quickly to the front and thank the Lord. It's Brother Erwin in our midst from Lyon. Please come. Our Father, our God, from the bottom of our hearts, we thank you for the grace which you have given us. On these 2 days, you have gathered your people here who made the covenant with you. Lord, you confirmed your word. You have touched our hearts. We thank you for the prophet which you have sent in our time, for the message of the hour. We thank you also for the faithful servant. We can say it in the presence, in your presence, by this ministry which you have given us, we can understand the clarity of your message today. We thank you that we are partakers of your work. We are a part of your work. And we thank you for the mirror of the word. You have shown us today what your requirements are. You want that we are complete. Today we have experienced a day of sanctification. We have come closer to you, Lord. We thank you for the clarity of your word which you revealed. From the bottom of our hearts we can say, may it be done according to your will. Confirm your word in your people. All who have gathered your word in their hearts. May our preparation come to its completion with all whom you have chosen. May it come to a breakthrough in Bulgaria. May the people hear your word, whom you have chosen, so that they can be added and so that the number can be complete. May you return very soon, Lord. We are waiting, we are groaning, and we are expecting the changing of our bodies. We are expecting the moment where we can go home. May everything be taken out from us what is not in conformity with your word. May you be praised for everything. We say Maranatha. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Who comes as next? Our God, our Heavenly Father, we praise you that you are still the same yesterday, today, and forever. That what you did in the past, it will become reality for us. You started a work in all of us, and you will also finish it. We thank you for what we have heard this morning. You have strengthened our faith, and you have given us the full certainty so that we can wait for your return. May you deliver us from the old man. May we reach the perfect stature of the measure of the... We give you all the praise. We thank you for everything. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord our God, our hearts are touched. Since yesterday you spoke to us. You have shown us that your return is very near. You prepared our hearts. You have shown us what excludes us from your kingdom. You have called us into your kingdom, and therefore we understood that your counsel stands throughout all eternity, and whatever you purposed, this you are doing. This morning, Lord, we have felt your presence. You have prepared the table for us, and the table is richly prepared for us. And the food which was stored in is given out here. And we could receive the good things from your house. Blessed be your holy name. You will finish your work. And you have predestinated us to have part in that what you prepared. And may you give us grace that we listen to you, so that we understand the seriousness of the hour, and so that we understand the message of the hour, and so that we are ready. Give us strength, Lord. Each one give the certainty, because your word is true, your word is pure. And you want to establish your divine order. May we be connected with your word. We thank you also for the vessel which you have chosen. Through which you can bring us the truth of your word. We recognize that the word which goes forth from here is the truth. We believe that we are blessed here. And we believe that you turned your countenance to us. And that so that your countenance illuminates us. Be with us, Lord, although we are groaning, Lord, for you ordained us that we have part. Blessed be your holy name. For we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Отец наш небесный,
Our Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your grace which you have given to us, that we have the right to call upon your name. And we believe you, the true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Who am I? Who are we? It's only your grace through which you have called us. Strengthen us in your word, in your truth, for you will appear very soon. Bless our families, our houses, bless our children, and all who are close to us. I ask you, Lord, be merciful to us. Strengthen us in our faith and forgive us in the things we trespassed. Please be merciful to us. Strengthen and bless. I thank you for your grace and for your precious blood which you have shed. Also for the grace which you have given us in this last time to believe the message which you have sent. Bless Brother Frank. You will come very soon. Thank you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now we will call our brother from Ottawa, that he also thanks with us. Where are you? Most surely he will pray in English, or Brother Kier Junior, he has given us greetings from Mexico, in fact from all of South America.
Our Heavenly Father,
unser himmlischer Vater,
we are very grateful and thankful for thy grace.
Wir sind sehr dankbar, danken dir für die Gnade.
All the prayers we have already heard,
alle Worte, die wir gehört haben,
we can only thank you and for what we have recognized being done today.
Und wir danken dir, dass wir es erkennen durften.
We not only recognize what you have done in the past,
nicht nur was du getan hast,
nor what you will do in the future,
nicht nur was du in Zukunft tun wirst,
but by thy grace we also know what you are doing today.
Sondern durch deine Gnade wissen, was du jetzt tust.
We thank you, O Lord, for all who have come today,
wir danken dir für alle, die heute gekommen sind,
and all those who are connected.
Für alle, die hier sind,
for the words also we have heard yesterday and today,
und was wir gestern und heute gehört haben,
it has been a very blessing unto us.
Es ist ein großer Segen für uns geworden.
You have spoken to our hearts.
Unsere Herzen sind berührt.
And we come to you, O Lord, we thank you for the grace.
Und wir kommen zu dir und danken dir dafür.
We commit every one of us in our hands
und
and the families.
Wir übergeben uns dir alle.
May you bless each and every one.
Mögest du uns segnen,
as we prepare for thy return, O Father.
Wie wir uns für dein Kommen vorbereiten.
For the signs of the earth shows that thy return is near.
Und die Zeichen auf Erden zeigen,
and
dass du kommst.
The bride and the spirit says, come, Lord.
Und der Geist und die Braut sagen, komm.
Bless our beloved brother Frank. For the grace that you have granted for the traveling he has done.
Du hast Großes getan.
In these past years, O Lord.
In den vergangenen Jahren.
As the time now comes to an end,
und die Zeit, die noch bleibt,
we commit also all the servants who preach the same word that is being distributed.
Wir bitten auch für alle Knechte, die dasselbe Wort verkünden.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
im Namen
I pray.
Jesu Christi.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Jack. Many greetings. Amen. Amen.
Now we ask the choir to sing an English song. Now we sing a chorus. This is the day. This is the day.
Thank you.
sing den Chorus noch in Deutsch. Oh Gott.
Once again the chorus in that's how it will be. Now we ask Brother Miskis to pray for our brothers, from our brother from Paraguay, and to bless him in the name of the Lord. And we give you all greetings into all peoples and tongues. And we thank all the translators that God has helped you, that God has blessed you to find the right words spontaneously and to translate directly. May God bless all who are translating here. May God bless all who are translating into other languages and carrying the word unto the ends of the earth. May God bless you in Finland, in Sweden. May God bless in all of Europe. May God bless in all of Asia, Africa. May God bless on all continents. We have heard the last message. The love of God brought us together, and by grace we may hear the true word of God back to the beginning. Praying for our brother. Pray for him. One moment. May the Lord God bless. We wish our brother from all our hearts God's blessing. Take greetings with you in all the countries wherever you come. God willing, we will see us again. Our brother will pray now for you so that you are blessed. Faithful Heavenly Father, in Portuguese.
Nosso Pai Celestial, te damos graça pelas tuas bênçãos que recebemos nesses dois dias maravilhosos. E pedimos, Senhor, que essas bênçãos nos acompanhem no nosso caminho, Senhor, e que possamos obedecer a tua palavra. E agora quero consagrar o meu irmão José Souza para o teu ministério. Abençoa meu irmão, Senhor. Coloque ele por um testemunho da verdade nos países da América do Sul, aonde seus pés pisarem, para que ele testemunhe, Senhor, a tua graça, Senhor, o evangelho de Jesus Cristo, o evangelho da salvação, para que a tua noiva seja preparada para a tua breve vinda, Senhor. Meu amado irmão, seja abençoado em nome do Senhor Jesus Cristo, para a honra e glória do Senhor. Amém, Jesus. Amém. Amém.
É verdade. Amém. Glória a Deus.
Glória a Deus.
He prayed in Portuguese and he understood everything in the Spanish language. He lives close to the border, and so we are grateful. May God bless you richly. Take greetings with you to all brothers and sisters. God bless you.
Yeah,
Who says a prayer still? Brother Schmidt. Great God, we thank you in Christ Jesus, our Lord, for the grace and faithfulness. Also we, and also I can say it, as the disciples then on the way to Emmaus, did not our hearts burn while the Lord spoke to us? Lord, you spoke to each one of us. So we ask you, give us grace to have received it in the right way, to understand it in the right way, and to do accordingly. Because here nobody was meant personally, but all of us, we are in your presence, and we are required to come out and to put off all the uncleanness, everything what doesn't bring glory to your name. You are calling out.
Dass alle unsere Reden, wie du es hast sagen lassen, Herr, alles was ihr tut,
you said all what you do, indeed, O word, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And everything what we cannot do in your name, we shall leave it. Let it be far away from us. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the grace and faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, that you are still speaking to the individuals, to those who are consecrating their lives to you, those who did not recognize you yet. And we thank you in general for all who minister to you and who love your word and who love your appearing. Lord Jesus, be merciful to all of us. We ask you. We pray for all who have a far journey to travel. Keep your protecting hands over them. Protect them and lead everything so that you are glorified by it. Our God, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Blessed are of a pure heart, for they shall see God. Blessed and praised be the Lord. Let us sing two choruses. All things new, all things new. And then the last one. All things new.
Hallelujah.